Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Still in conversation with Antra, the founder of Civis. She's flown down all the way from Bombay just for a day so you and I can have clarity on the Bangalore Master Plan 2031. बॉम्बे से इंसान आ गया हमें बताने, अब हम बैठे बैठे 10-12 मिनट लगेंगे इफ वी डोंट पुट इन अ लिटिल एफर्ट. बेचारी अंतरा बोली इतनी दूर से आई हूँ बैंगलोर में, नोबडी इज डन एनीथिंग अबाउट इट. सो आई गॉट अ लॉट ऑफ थम्स अप सेइंग यू नो व्हाट दिशा, आई वांट द लिंक टू द मास्टर प्लान. द ओरिजिनल डॉक्यूमेंट इज मैसिव. What Antra and her team at Civis have done is make it abridged version, make it shorter, so the process is only 10 to 12 minutes and you can put your message across. There are multiple verticals. What's caught my fancy, because I've just come back from a weekend trip, is the fact that very, very few people are interested in heritage preservation.
A bit of background on the heritage conservation piece is that a lot of experts are saying that that's the strongest piece of the master plan.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
as opposed to the number of people who are participating.
Yes. Yeah. So a lot of people have said that what they're doing in the BDA, and it's actually quite forward looking, because what they're essentially saying is that how can we plan for a city without thinking about our heritage?
Oh, it's impossible.
It's impossible.
It's impossible.
Right? But for an authority to acknowledge that.
Yeah, that's a step forward.
That's a massive step forward. So, So I don't know if it's a little bit of people are kind of content with it, or if it's the fact that.
Or maybe it's not a priority.
It's not a priority.
Probably. Yeah. Let's listen to what people think is a priority.
Hello, my name is Nayana and I'm from Bangalore. Doing something for Bangalore, it would be about garbage.
Hi, my name is Shiva. I would encourage people to use public transport and use more of carpooling or any other vehicle pooling.
Hi, I'm Harshita and I'm from Bangalore. I think I would help the people get water.
Myself, Manjunath Kadgad from Hubli, staying in Bangalore, JP Nagar. So, increase the railway or metro bogies to help the people.
My name is Divya. I would address the garbage burning issue.
Hi, this is Manu. I'll rework on the existing metro plan and I wanted to expand the number of bogies or coaches from metro.
My name is Nishtha and I will work on traffic.
Hi, my name is Milind. I would choose the traffic. My suggestion is better people can go through with the carpooling and all.
My name is Jitu. I would reorganize and plan the road structures where, eliminate the need of useless one-ways and plan it in such a way that the flow of traffic is smooth.
So, Antra, mixed reactions. There's traffic, there's garbage, there's public transportation. That would have been, I'm guessing, the most popular sections in which people commented.
Right, absolutely. We've had over 150 responses so far related to traffic and transportation.
150 out of what is the total number?
So, as of right now, we're touching 600 responses.
And 150 is traffic.
Yes, yeah.
That's the majority, big chunk.
Yep.
What comes next?
So, after traffic, we have waste management that comes in.
Yes. I believe there's a broad category of environment.
Yes, there is. So, the category of environment has actually been pretty interesting to look at, because there's a lot of talk about lakes. There's a lot of talk about tree plantation. There's a lot of talk about conservation, which is something that I'd attribute to the citizens of Bangalore. Just amazingly,
very driven, extremely motivated, and so closely linked to the trees and the floor. I had somebody call me complaining about the fact that sparrows can't be seen in Bangalore.
Right, and it's a problem in most of our urban agglomerations, right? Yeah. The natural flora and fauna, and if you can't see them, you can't see butterflies. That's some serious health indicators for the city.
Yeah, we're not coexisting. And I see, like we spoke about heritage conservation being right at the bottom, there's also healthcare, which wasn't given too much importance, I see.
As far as the healthcare situation goes, I think a lot of the feedback has been to actually improve the public healthcare system. I don't think that there has been any other sort of input that has come in.
Nothing specific?
Mostly just to improve the public healthcare system. So, what the master plan talks about under healthcare is the fact that there should be one healthcare facility in every 5 kilometers.
What does a healthcare facility mean?
A healthcare facility basically means either a public hospital or a public
clinic.
Clinic, yes.
Pharmacy.
Not a pharmacy. Okay. A pharmacy wouldn't be included. It's basically a place where they can administer any sort of health service.
Okay.
So the master plan was talking about the fact that in certain outlying parts of the city, you don't have that many healthcare facilities. So taking that into cognizance, what they have decided is they've kind of come up with little pockets where they want to boost the healthcare facilities. And so far as the feedback goes, I think people have just been concerned about whether these healthcare facilities are really enough, whether they are of good quality.
Are they stocked up? Do they have doctors, nurses?
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. Would you go to a public healthcare facility versus a private hospital?
Health has been a big question, pan-India. Okay, so there are different verticals. Basically, what we're doing is there is a Bangalore Master Plan 2031 that the government opened to the public. How long back, Antra?
So they opened it to the public on November 25th.
So November 25th, it was open to public for feedback and inputs.
Right.
And it closes on...
It closes on Tuesday.
Oh, which is tomorrow. So tomorrow is the last day. Morning number one, bear this shot, this shot.
Morning number one, bear this shot. Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho. This shot.